This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democrat Adam Frisch is running for Congress against Republican Lauren Boebert again. His announcement today sets up a potential rematch of one of last year's closest House races. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Frisch, a former Aspen City Council member, came within 550 votes of defeating Boebert last fall. In a campaign launch video, Frisch said Boebert is everything that's wrong with Congress.
She's part of the anger-tainment circus that's tearing our country apart. I'll work across party lines to bring people together and get things done.
Last year's razor-thin election result surprised many. However, Boebert will have advantages going into the race, incumbency, and a big campaign war chest. Her spokesman touted her recent record and said Boebert will continue to serve the district no matter who runs against her. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A man in Denver may have worked as an FBI informant during the George Floyd protests in 2020. Local activists say that Michael Adam Windecker II tried to create division among the Black Lives Matter movement and entrap protesters. That includes Zeb Hall, who received a felony after illegally buying a gun for Windecker. Hall says he and others tried to raise alarms about the suspicious actions of the alleged informant, who has a criminal arrest record, and now they want more accountability.
The only way that any of us can get justice is if people start spilling beans. People need to start talking.
A new podcast called The Alphabet Boys tells the full story. Denver activists have long speculated about federal surveillance during the 2020 protests. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.